咱今仔日的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第十八章，咱要对二十看到三十读到四十节。啊，因为今仔日的经文有较长，所以咱就各单用中文来读。即时请咱大家起立。那是有无方便徛真久的请恁游玩会做你坐坐。列王纪上十八章第二十节，请咱大家开声来读哈。阿哈就查遣人召住以色列众人甲先知，拢上到加密山。以利亚前来对证明讲：恁心持两意，要到第十年，那耶和华是上帝，就着尊叹耶和华；那是巴力是上帝，就着尊叹巴力。证明一言无答。以利亚对证明讲：做耶和华先知的只存了我一个人，巴力的先知却有四百五十个人。就予阮两只牛犊，巴力的先知会通挑选一只，该切成一块一块，放伫柴顶，毋通点火。我也准备一只牛犊，放伫柴顶，也无点火。恁求告恁的上帝名，我也求告耶和华的名。迄个降火显应的上帝就是上帝。证明回答讲：这个话真好。以利亚对巴力的先知讲：恁既然是人罪，就着先挑选一只牛犊，有备了咯，就求告恁上帝的名，却毋通点火。因就像所得的牛犊准备了咯，对早起到中午求告巴力的名讲：巴力啊，求你应允阮，却无声音，也无应允的。因伫因所起的坛，四围仰跳。到了正午，以利亚嬉笑因讲：“大声求告吧，因为伊是上帝。伊钳材咧灭伤，钳材行到一边，钳材咧行路，钳材咧困，恁着该叫醒。”因就大声求告。按照因的规矩，用刀枪自割自刺，直到身躯流血。对午后直到天晚些的时阵，因也搁咧狂呼乱叫，却无声音，无应允的，也无理会。伊利亚就对众百姓讲：“恁到我家来。”百姓就到伊遐，伊就重修迄个已经毁坏耶和华的坛。以利亚照着雅各子孙支派的数目，摕了十二块石头。耶和华的话不临到雅各讲：“你的名也要叫做以色列。”用这石头为耶和华的名筑一个坛，在坛的四面压高，会通用各种泥水啊、两水啊，搁在坛顶摆好了茶。将牛犊切成一块一块，放伫茶顶，对众人讲：“恁用四个桶盛满水，倒伫燔祭甲茶顶。”佮讲倒第二摆，因就倒第二摆；佮讲倒第三摆，因就倒第三摆。水流伫坛的四围，沟内也满了水。到了献燔祭的时阵，先知以利亚近前来讲：“阿伯勒罕、以色列的上帝耶和华，求你今日予人知影你是以色列的上帝，知影我是你的仆人，阁是奉你的名行在一切的代志。耶和华，求你应允我，应允我，予遮百姓知影你耶和华是上帝，阁知影是你叫这个。”百姓的民的心回转，对安尼，耶和华降落下来，烧尽燔祭，遮茶 石头、尘土，搁烧打沟内的水，将百姓看见了，就扑扑地对讲：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”伊利亚对因讲：“掠着巴力的先知，无用一人逃脱，众人就甲伊掠咧。”伊利亚就带因到基顺的河边，底下就杀因。恁今仔日圣经就读到这所在，愿主赐福伊家己话语，真济。
各位平安
，Brothers and sisters, peace。
我今仔要继续来讲到这个以利亚，然后甲先知伫加比山顶的这个代志。
Today we're going to continue discussing about Elijah and how he acted in on Mount Carmel。
顶一礼拜内面，咱讨论到讲，迄个真的神的确有排他性的存在。
Last time we discussed about how a true God would be exclusive in nature.
換句話說，真的，的確無用文假的東西存在。
In other words, something that is true cannot bear to be with something that is false.
因為真的東西，這個東西的確在那個所在，它有時候會產生了假，但是它無用文假的存在。
Because when something is true, even though there may be false things, but it cannot bear to be with false things.
但是有假的东西，它有法当用我们真的，用我们别项假的东西存在。
But for fake things, they will survive. In fact, they need true things in order to survive.
但是兄弟姊妹，真的上帝呢，真的东西，它的确有一个排他性。
But a true God,something that is true will definitely be exclusive in its nature.
所以在那个时候，我们有讲到两项代志。
So at that time, we talked about two things.
是讲主观的经历本身，主观的经历本身，咱无法当否认。
First is that we cannot judge something that is subjective.
然后，亲像人，无论你的经历、你的主观的物件，我无法当否认，总之的物件你无。
We cannot say that subjective experiences are not valid.
啊，这个有存在有影。
These experiences are true. They
但是你那有讲到第一重要到落尾，唔是迄个主观的经历是啥物？你第一重要有迄个事实。
But in the end, we talked about how what is important is not subjective experiences, but what is true, what are facts. And this is what we talked about the last time. But today, I want to discuss with you what basis the world uses to determine what is true. First of all, the world often uses experience as a basis, as a standard. In this passage, we have to understand that there is a backstory, there's a background. When we realize that God led the Israelites out of Egypt, we know that God, through Moses, told Pharaoh to let his people go and worship their God.
So,
when they departed from Egypt, they wandered around the desert for 40 years and they experienced a lot of God's miracles. But when this group of people arrived in
Canaan,
we know that the generation that left Egypt was already dead by this point. Only two people were left, Joshua and Caleb. And it is this group of people that entered Canaan.
然后在那个时候，上帝交代很清楚，你入去到迦南地的时候，就将迦南人这个所在的人拢将灭去。
And when they entered Canaan, God had a very clear directive, which was that you have to terminate all these Canaanites. And a lot of people ask, why is God so cruel that he wants to exterminate the Canaanites? But brothers and sisters, if you look closely in the Bible, specifically in Genesis, God already talked about this. Because in Genesis, God said, in Genesis, we see that the Canaanites' sins have already transgressed God's limits. In other words, the Canaanites have sinned against God for such a long time and in such extreme volume that there is no choice left but to discipline them.
So, you don't have to feel God's sins.
So do not think that God was cruel. In fact, God was very compassionate and he waited and waited for them to repent, but they did not. But it is very sad that when the Israelites entered Canaan, the people, the Israelites, did not follow God's directive. So something happened. The consequence was when they allowed the Canaanites to remain, the idol worship also remained. And since the idol worship, specifically the worship of the god Baal, remained, it perversed it and it expounded in the Israelites. But if we understand the entire background, when the Israelites left Egypt, they were a nomadic people. So they did not plant, they were not agriculturally based. In the same way, when they were in the desert, they also did not have to plant because God provided manna for them. But when they entered Canaan, it was an economy based on agriculture. So if we were to follow reason, if they were to continue trusting God, then God would continue to take care of them. But unfortunately, it's sad that they didn't. And instead, when they arrived in Canaan, they turned to Baal. And at that time, during that specific period, they didn't experience any consequence. So they felt that it was okay to continue worshiping Baal. And because of this, the consequences and the effects of worshipping Baal continued to perverse throughout generations. So in the mindset of a lot of the Israelites at that time, Baal, worshipping Baal, was also good. So oftentimes we see that people's perception is based on their subjective experience. And in fact, people's experiences are very special. And people base their beliefs on their experiences. For example, once I visited one of our members' father. And this person was an atheist. So when I first visited him, he didn't believe in anything. And then a second time later on, I visited him. I began to notice that he actually started believing in things that were supernatural.
我问讲，干那子你有相信这款的物件
？So I asked him, why do you believe in these things?
然后伊就跟我讲用牧师啊，我相信有鬼啊。
And he told me, Pastor, I believe that there are ghosts.
已经无神论，现在伊相信有鬼啊。
Before he did not believe in anything beyond the material world, but now he believes in ghosts. So I asked him, why do you believe in the existence of ghosts? So apparently one day he played the game Spirit of the Glass. Do you know what the Spirit of the Glass is? You know, I personally have played this game. When three of us placed our fingers over the bottle, and then we called our mother because my mother already passed away. So we would ask, who is your son? What is the name of your son? And the bottle would point to the son, and this is my experience. But if we were to base it on the Bible, then whatever it was that controlled the bottle was not my mother. But for this person, because he experienced the spirit of the bottle, then he believed in it. And he thus said, I believe in spirits. Because I've experienced the spirit of the glass. So I asked
him,
since you believe that there are spirits, do you now believe that there is a God? Because all of these things are supernatural in nature. If you believe there are spirits, then obviously, there must also exist God. But I received a very peculiar answer. He said, I don't believe in God. So I asked him, why can you believe in a spirit that you cannot see but cannot believe in a God? And he replied to me, I have experienced the spirit, but I haven't experienced God. So we see that when people, in discerning whether something is true or not, people often base it on our personal experience. But let me ask you a question. Is experience an absolute truth?
Now, you look.
Think about it. Especially for those who are married. When you are going to court someone, I believe there are no more arranged marriages in this generation. Young people nowadays find their own partners. So when you are searching for your partner, you would look for one who you have experienced to be good. Because if your experience towards this person is that this person is not good, then you wouldn't marry them. So your experience becomes the basis for your decision to commit to a person. But let me ask you, have you ever experienced how someone is different before you marry them and different after you marry them?
你感觉哇, 也乖, 看秋了跟你汉派啊?
Isn't it weird that sometimes you think your partner is so good before you got married, and then she changes after? You feel like as if before getting married, they were an angel. But after marriage, they become demons. Because before they were married, before you got married, their horns were covered. After marriage, the horns start appearing. So don't you notice that whenever we have a marriage ceremony,
till death do us part.
We always tell them that it is till death do us part because it is too late to
battle. So you remember, 有真正时阵, 经验是好, 但是经验本身无都得败是啥物啊？
So to clarify, experience is true, it is good, but it is not always an absolute truth.
所以呢，迄个经验本身哦，是OK，未最最坚固那呢。
Experience is okay, but you cannot base everything on experience alone.
对哇，这是头一项物件。
This is the first point.
然后第二方面呢。
The second
point,
if we were to look at the background of this entire story, earlier I mentioned that this place is committed to Baal worship. And this god Baal is actually connected to agriculture. Because before they met God, they were looking for a God that has a relationship with them, that is similar to them. And because of this desire of people, Baal was the God of their time. And when the Israelites came in, they did not extinguish this belief system.
So, this
the worship of Baal was still prevalent in society. And secondly, Ahab got married to a girl named Jezebel. And Jezebel is actually a princess of Phoenicia. And so Jezebel is a princess of Phoenicia where Baal worship is prevalent. She got married to Ahab. And this woman affected her husband greatly. And this King Ahab was someone who always listened to his wife. So men, listen carefully. You need to know and hear what your wife is saying. But nevertheless, you have to commit to follow God's will, not your wife's will. I once had an opportunity to have dinner with Carlene's parents. And suddenly, her father told Kester that you have to listen. Someone told Kester that you have to listen to your wife. And her father said, yes, yes, you have to listen to your wife. So I suddenly told her, Carlene's father, that no, Kester should not listen to his wife. Don't listen. But you have to love your wife.
听话, 不是听母, 就什么? 就听母, 听话, 这没声啊。
Again, don't just blindly follow your wife, but instead love your wife.
哇,他老爸说, 对,对,对,对,对,对,对, 所以你赞成。
And as her father said, yes, yes, yes.
所以那个母影响真厉害, 你知道吗?
So you see, the wife affects men greatly.
所以男妹, 请求上帝安排，和你娶到某 哈。
So men, plead with God to arrange a good wife for you.
男妹，男妹，然后娶到某，女的，就嫁给一个，我当行上帝路，然后你我当帮助你完成上帝要完成的。
Men should find a good wife, and for women, you should look for a man who follows God and who you can support.
然后这时阵，这个环境就是这个阿哈就是听某啊。
But in this story, in our background for our passage today, Ahab was someone who blindly followed his wife. This was the circumstances surrounding it. And at the same time, Jezebel was a very evil woman. And she killed off a lot of people who followed God.
皆是敬拜了巴力。
So the entire social environment at that time did not follow God. Most of them were following Baal.
所以就让我们了解一般的人哦，我们对我们的神的敬拜，除了一套的经验以外。
So it shows us that in determining what is true, aside from experience,
然后常常是根据那个环境、
the world,
那个文化。
Aside from experience, the world also heavily relies on the circumstances around. In other words,
你伫什么款的环境背景内面，常常就产生上迄个信仰的人。
The circumstances surrounding you would affect you and your beliefs.
啊，我最近我去赴一个对书会。
Recently, I attended a memorial service.
啊，这个是一个三八的，但是伊无信主，然后我就去赴。
This was a memorial.
我甲拄到伊有一个对书会。
This was a memorial service for an acquaintance, but he was not a Christian.
所以，但是迄对书会原来是天主教主持的一个对书会。
So apparently, it was a memorial service conducted by Catholics.
但是我一入去的时阵，我无迄个时间甲迄个朋友，然后甲伊问安。
Unfortunately, I did not have the time to. Condole with my friend.
但是我就底下我等一段时间，所以我看伊规个天主教的对书会的过程是啥物。
But I was able to observe how the Catholics conducted their memorial service.
然后我就伫边头，我看规个对书会内面坐个满，大概超过90%，皆是南人民呐。
And I saw that in the memorial service, over 90% of the attendees were Chinese or Chinese looking. But there was something very interesting. In the memorial service, they were singing Tagalog songs. And all of the Chinese people there knew how to sing these Tagalog songs. I said, wow, Chinese, but can sing Catholic Tagalog songs. And lately, I realized there's no wonder. Because many people studied in Catholic schools and, you know, culture affects them.
So you can see that culture, the environment, can influence people's judgment.
So we see that culture and a person's circumstances would affect their basis for determining what is true and what is false. But if you think about it more carefully, a culture often has a starting point, and from that starting point, it goes on, it develops into something bigger. For example, for us Chinese, the Chinese culture was primarily based on Taoism.
然后受到儒家的影响 Confucianism.
And then later on, it was affected by Confucianism.
然后也受到佛教的影响
And later on, it was also affected by Buddhism.
所以你若要了解中国人的思想
So if you want to understand the Chinese person's mindset,
对不住，我要用一个例讲
I will use one word to describe it.
Hello, hello.
It is a mixture of everything. You see, a Chinese person's mindset is a combination of several things. They have a lot of belief systems integrated all together. So the culture of a person would affect how they determine what is true and what is false. But think about it. Is culture something that is absolutely true? Not necessarily. Do you know what the Philippines God is?Do you know what the Chinese God is? Do you know what the American's God is? Do you know who the Chinese God is? It's a stomach. The God of the Chinese is the stomach. For the Chinese, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, a good event or a bad event, we always eat.
然后菲律宾的神是衫。
While for the Filipinos, it is clothing.
然后美国人的神哦是厝啊。
Well, for the Americans, it is housing.
大家人无上神，你知不？
You know, every person has a different God.
但是你看到文化本身哦，哎，有种是叫做忠信，但是有种物件欠着咯。
If you look at culture, there are some things that are correct, but there are also many things that go wrong.
但是你看嘛，在迄个时阵的以色列规个大嘅环境。
But at this point in time in the passage, the culture and the environment that the Israelites were living in was not one that was following God. So when we are determining what is right and wrong, do not use experience. Also, do not use culture and our environment as a determining. Third, do not also use numbers as a determining factor. Because if you look at the passage today, when Elijah invited and called all the people and all the prophets of Baal to come, we see that he invited 450 prophets of Baal.
然后你来看到真多时阵，迄个时阵诶，以色列人本身到山顶看哦，两个基地啦，你明吗？
And the people who attended at that time were people who wanted both Baal and God.
所以这个时阵，你看到真大部分来讲哦，是咧行什么呀？
In other words, a majority of the people who were present in this event were people who were following Baal and not God. Think about it. Isn't it true that we oftentimes use numbers as a determining factor? When you see a place that is crowded with people, we think that that place is good. Because in our minds, there couldn't be so many stupid people. So a place that is crowded must be good. This is what we call crowd mentality. Let me talk about Chinese again. If you want to go to a restaurant, isn't it true that we want to go to restaurants that are full of people? And of course, there are several reasons. First is probably because there are more people, then the ingredients are fresher. I believe most of us want to go to a crowded place because we think it is good. They serve better food. And this is what we call crowd mentality. I was once in LA. And a member invited me to go out. So he led me to a restaurant that was full of people. We had to line up. What restaurant was this?
Huh? Din Tai Fung.
It's Din Tai Fung.
You
know what we ate?
Huh? 小笼包啊，你笼中嘅斋点啊？
我哋小笼包。因
为先食，摆摆廿万先嚟等啊。
And we waited in line.
到落尾哦，阮等到未等，所以阮也是无去食。
In the end, we couldn't wait anymore. We couldn't bear to wait anymore, so we left.
伊讲哇，也贵啦，一粒一个小笼包哦，几落块美金啊，一粒呐。
And he said, you know, it's so expensive. Just one piece of 小笼包 is already several dollars.
Now, okay, 再问你一个问题啊。
Now let me ask you a question again.
是不是代表最人去的餐馆才是好食？
Does it necessarily equate that when a lot of people go to a restaurant that they serve good food?
你若去北京吼。
If you go to Beijing.
你若要食北京鸭，你就去倒咯。
If you want to eat Peking duck, where do you go?
啊，倒咯倒咯，全聚德嘛。
You go to the restaurant called Chen Ji De. And I've also eaten there. But let me tell you, if you want to eat really good Peking duck, don't go to that restaurant. But rather, you should go to. You should ask a native Beijinger to go with you to eat where they eat Peking duck.
Yeah. 但是我那我的口味啊，
But in my opinion,
我跟你讲啊，马卡蒂的北京佬的北京鸭比全聚德北京鸭较好食。
The Peking duck served in Makati Beijing Garden is better.
啊，但是有一摆真歹食。
But once there was a time it was not good.
啊，因为伊的鸭吼变做鸭白色啦。
Because his duck became very white.
啊，因为唔是迄个变做我讲，干那变做较白去啊。
And I asked him, why did it become pale?
有闻到的人就讲，干那全全白，你知不？
And you know why the duck became pale?
就叫做怕惊鸭。
It's a dog that got afraid, that became afraid.
所以怕惊啊，变青白啊，白色啊。
So it was a dog that became pale because it was frightened.
对，你比如有时阵你感觉哎呀，做人在时候无嘟嘟代表时候啊。
So the notion that something must be good when a lot of people are lining up for it is not necessarily true.
哦，是你讲，但是吼，咱有迄个群众的心理，咱以为做在时就好诶，无嘟嘟，无嘟嘟。
So it's not true that just because something is that many people are there that it's something must be good.
那是真的物件，无独独代表真多，你知无
？In fact, something that is true does not necessarily require that it be numerous.
有影无？你若去对不住啊！你若去有转卖假货物件，做甲卖死啊
！If you go to places where they sell knockoffs, they have a lot of stock.
那是真的无独独真多哦。
But for the authentic items.They're often limited.
你明白我说什么？所以我们做标准的时候，不是用经验。
So when we cannot use experience as a determining
factor. 然后我们不能用那背景文化。
Also, let's not use culture and the environment.
然后我们不能用做人做标准。
And lastly, let's not use numbers.
当然，这款物件拢有伊的好，有我当做参考，我无反对一点。
Of course, these things all have their benefits. I'm not saying to completely.Take them off the equation.
但是这个不是标准。
But they must not be the only factor.
啊，到底怎样呢
？So how should we tackle this problem?
到这个时阵哦，以利亚做什么啊
？Now what did Elijah do at this point?
到这个时阵，以利亚哦就叫讲来百姓，甲先知来咱一撮到加加密山顶。
At this point, Elijah told the people and the prophets to come up to Mount Carmel.
你来创什么呢
？What were they going to do?
伊讲来，恁来了，然后咱带两只牛犊来。
And he said, come, let us go to Mount Carmel, and let's bring two calves.
然后一只，然后和巴力先知来去做献祭录音。
One calf would be for the prophets of Baal.
然后另外一只，然后要和以利亚来做献祭录音。
And another calf would be for Elijah to use as a sacrifice.
然后呢，一看到路尾到底多一个神，然后应献就是变做显现的意思。
And they would determine through a contest which altar would be lit with fire.
注意，在这个时阵哈，这款的假先知、巴力先知，伊就将迄个牛仔仔占据地，刻在茶顶了。
Take note: at this point in time, the prophets of Baal cut up the calf that they were that was going to be offered.
然后将巴力的先知就在迄所在开始求告。
And the prophets of Baal began calling out to their God.
然后求告，哎，无回应。
But there was no response.
然后伊继续在迄个段、迄个祭段的边头，在迄所在跳跳跳跳。
And they began dancing and jumping around the altar.
然后在那跳跳，就无回应。
And still there was no response.
然后这个以利亚这个时阵真热，我跟你讲热到要死。
And Elijah was very naughty at this point.
然后伊赶快先知讲一句话，讲啥
？He told the prophets of Baal.
伊讲哦，哎，可能你的神哦，现在去闻呐。
He said, maybe your God is out traveling. Or perhaps maybe your God is sleeping. You have to find a way to wake him up. But in fact, he was mocking them.
So what
did the prophets of Baal do? They exerted more energy to call in their God. And then, they took out daggers and cut themselves. And they pierced themselves so that their blood might flow. And if you look at the Bible, it says here that they did this in accordance with their rules. So we might ask, why would they do something like this? Apparently, in their mind, if you are injured, then your God will come and deliver you faster. But unfortunately, it did not happen. Nothing happened. So what will happen now? What did Elijah do? Let's see what Elijah did specifically. So he took out 12 stones. These 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. And then he created an altar out of these 12 stones. He then cut off the calf and then placed it on top of the altar. And then he did something else. He asked people to get jars of water. And pour water 3 times over the offering on the altar. And the altar was so drenched with water that it filled up the trench surrounding the altar. In other words, the altar was very, very wet. And then he began to pray. Let me read his prayer to you. Listen carefully to his prayer. In verse 36, he prays.
He prays.
And Elijah prays, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again. In this prayer, there is something I want to point out. His prayer began with God, the God of Israel. It representing that this God he was praying to was the God of all eternity. Because when he cried out the name Jehovah, it is the name that resounds with the Alpha and Omega. He was praying to this God of infinity. And then praying, there was something very important in his prayer. What is it? It is that you, God, may let them know that you are Yahweh. And second, to let them know that I am your servant. That they may know that what I am doing are things that you have commanded me to do.
So,
in other words, Elijah was only able to do all these things, command all these things, was because he was first commanded to do so by God. That Elijah was able to ask all the people and all the prophets to go to Mount Carmel because precisely of God's order to him. If it wasn't a command of God, then let me tell you, even if Elijah prays, fire would not fall down. But because God commanded and Elijah obeyed, Then fire came from heaven.
上帝讲的话，上帝负责。
What God has promised, He will fulfill.
听有无？这是真重要一个思想。
This is a very important lesson.
所以伫这段经文里面哦，这个以利亚讲一个真重要的信息，你要怎知影这个上帝？
So here Elijah was saying very clearly, how can you know that this is the true God?
主要是上帝何你知影。
What is important is that God lets you know that.
所以换句话，你甲我有法当知影神是啥物啊？是上帝甲你讲我是啥啊？
In other words, the only way you can know that God is a true God is when He first reveals Himself to you.
人无可能认不神。
Man cannot understand and know God.
人的思想无可能了解神。
Man's knowledge cannot understand who He is.
所以换句话讲，
so
人的理性本身不是审判。
Man's reasoning cannot judge.
人的理性是有限的理性。
Man's reasoning, man's mind is finite.
伊无法当用理性来做根据，来讲话，有法当根据这个来审判，来判断到底这个对还唔对。
Man cannot use human logic and human reasoning to determine what is true against what is false.
但是上帝予咱有理性，有法当了解知影这个神是啥啊。
But God allowed us to have reasoning to determine who He is.
To know
who He is.
因为是上帝有法当伫迄个所在，予咱知影伊是啥啊。
Because it is God who can reveal to us who He is.
所以呢，咱要照知影上帝。
So how can we know God?
是除了上帝甲咱讲，这个是个即启示的意思了啦。
We can only know it when He reveals Himself to us. And this is what we call a revelation. So at this point in time, how can we know that God is the true God? At this point, in modern times, even up to now, we have to wait for His revelation for us to know Him.
根据圣经有几落款上帝伊咧用来启示，互你甲我捌伊。
And we see that in the Bible, He uses several portions of the Bible to reveal Himself.
头一方面，上帝透过自然界启示，互咱知影有神的存在。
First, we see that
Revelation.
In Revelations that God reveals Himself.
就是用自然界 through nature.
Through nature.
用这个自然的世界，然后互咱知影有神的存在，上帝是有能力的上帝。
He uses the natural world to show us that there is a God and that He is this God.
这是罗马书第一章第19-20节迄个所在甲咱讲的物件。
This is what Romans chapter 1 verses 19-20 talks about.
所以有时阵透过这自然界，咱知影，哎，我是有限，神个是无限。
So through nature, we will understand that we are finite, while God is infinite.
要第二方面，你甲我，我当知影上帝是透过基督本身。
Second, we can know who God truly is through Christ Himself.
但咱知影耶稣基督根据希伯来书第一章的时阵，咱知影基督本身是启示的来源，又原是启示的内容。
We know that in Hebrews that Christ Himself is the revelation of God.
所以呢，那我当透过这个已经伫历史里面存在的耶稣来捌这个上帝。
And we know that Jesus existed historically, and through this Jesus, we can know who God is.
但是耶稣已经升天了，对不？
But Christ already departed for heaven.
所以现在你跟我，我当再有知影咱的上帝。
So how can you and I know who God is right now?
你无法当用经验。
You cannot use experience.
你无法当用文化。
You cannot use culture.
啊，你也无法当用所有的罪照来判断。
And neither can you use numbers.
你也是无法当用你头壳的理性来判断。
Definitely, you can also not use your own reasoning.
上帝透过自然界，予咱知影有神。
But God revealed to us that He is the true God.
这个时阵
，right now，
咱要活当不神透过到咯。
We can only know God through
圣经
，the Bible.
因为圣经是上帝启示。
Because the Bible is God's revelation.
这个真重要。为什么那我当透过圣经？那为什么那我当相信圣经
？And why can we trust in the Bible？
因为圣经哦，有一个真特别的所在，我跟你讲。
Because the Bible has something very special about it.
这跟其他的宗教有一个第一大不同的是什么
？That differentiates it from all other religions in the world.
就是上帝讲的话，达行成就。
And that is that all things that God promised, He fulfills.
我跟你再讲， 上帝讲的物件拢会成就，这句真重要。
Everything that God has said and promised has been and will be fulfilled.
所以圣经值得我信的。
And thus, we can believe in the Bible.
因为讲的拢会成就。
Because what it says, what it mentions, has occurred and will occur.
我最近我咧看一卷真特别的册。
Lately, I have been reading a very peculiar book.
这个册的名叫做未来简史。
The title of this book is what will happen, a history of what will happen. A history of what will happen.
叫 future history.
The future's history.
这个我感觉也特别的，这个题目真吸引我，你知。
And this title encapsulated me. I find it very interesting.
因为你若讲历史吼，你袂讲 future， 对吧？
Because if we're talking about history, then you are not talking about
the future. 你若讲到简史是这真简单的历史，然后伊讲到将来的简史，这个也吸引我一根车。
And when we're talking about a brief history, it must have been something that happened in the past, but this book is talking about a brief history of the future. So when I bought it, I immediately read it. And this book particularly talks about several things. But don't totally believe him. Because this is not the Bible. What did he say? It says that in the year 2035, the United States would be declining. It does not mention what will happen to China. But if you believe him, then don't buy too many dollars. But I cannot guarantee because I don't know whether what he is talking about is true or false. And it also talks about how in year 2050, he says something very special. He says that everything will be centralized. It will benefit the economy. It will be very easy to control. And I believe this is something very easy to do.
You
know, lately in China, something happened. If you go to Shenzhou to ride the train, Guangzhou to ride the train, you just have to put your palm on the machine and the door will open for you. And lately in the Philippines, we've also improved. If you're a Filipino citizen and you come back home, you don't need to go through an immigration officer. All you need to do is go through the electronic gates and place your passport. And suddenly a sticker will fall. All you need to do is get that sticker and then stick it on your own passport. So it's faster by a bit. So thank God we've improved a bit. It's not bad. But in other countries, they don't even have the sticker anymore. And we see that it's very this housing is very easy to improve. Last week, the Philippine government was discussing. I don't know whether this will pass or not. They were discussing how they were going to put a CCTV system throughout Davao and Metro Manila. In Davao, I'm not surprised because of Duterte. But in Metro Manila, it's a very big city. In other words, if I wanted to find you, will it be easy? It would be very easy. It would be very easy. And it would be very easy to find you. As long as you have a cell phone, we will know where you are. It's very easy to find you.
So
So it will be very easy to control everything in the future. And the Bible tells us that when the Antichrist comes, he will be able to control the world. Brothers and sisters, why can we believe in the prophecies of the Bible? Because the Bible is the Word of God. And because he is God, he has the strength and the power to fulfill what he says.
所以当伊甲我讲神啊，讲伊是神啊，伊甲你讲伊是神啊，这个咱有法当信的物件。
So when he reveals himself to us and to you, we can believe his word.
上帝话是通信的。
God's word is believable.
但是,
but
你若注意去看，以利亚伫山顶，伊是毋是可以知影讲上帝是怎安那呢？
Look at Elijah on the mount. Did he reveal who God was?
是毋是孤单停伫遐？
Did he stop at that point?
毋是啊。
No.
因为伊甲全百姓讲一句话。
Because he told the people.
如果你若知影耶和华，你就顺从耶和华。
If you believe and know about God, about Jehovah, then follow Jehovah.
换一句话讲。
In other words.
你甲我若知影上帝是谁啊？
If you and I know who God is.
上帝爱咱就干呐，顺从伊，这个是伊所爱。
God wants us to follow Him. That's what He wants.
其实上帝伊爱人回转到伊的怀中。
In fact, God wants us to turn and repent back to Him. Many religions want people to become better versions of themselves, to help themselves. But I encourage everyone, put your lives in an unchanging God. Serve an unchanging God. And you will see that your life is changing. So, brothers and sisters, do not use experience, do not use culture, do not use numbers, do not use reasoning and logic, but rather use go back to the Bible. Go back to the Bible. Let's pray. Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you give us the wisdom to discern through your word, truth, and falsehood. We pray, O Lord, that we will rely not only on our experience, on our culture, on numbers, on our own reasoning, no matter how good we think it is, and that we will simply surrender ourselves to you and your will, O Lord. May this church continue to serve you as your salt and your light in this world. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.